I have read the New York Times op-ed by a Trump administration official, and I am disgusted. Not by the behavior of Trump, whose actions are beyond disgust, but by the self-congratulatory tone of the anonymous author. Though the writer claims that Trump, quote, continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of the republic, in fact, the careful reader will note plenty of support for Trump administration policies. Quote, we want the administration to succeed and think that many of its policies have already made America safer and more prosperous. There are bright spots that the near ceaseless negative coverage of the administration fails to capture. Effective deregulation, historic tax reform, a more robust military, and more. This is a thinly disguised swipe at the real opposition to Trump, the people who participated in the Women's March at the time of the inauguration, the people who have flipped seats in state legislatures and Congress in off-year elections, the people who flocked to airports to protest the initial Muslim ban. Instead, this pro-Trump policy person wants the rest of us to think that he or she is hard at work with others in the administration, containing the worst instincts of Trump, the bad human being. Quote, but these successes, deregulation, etc., have come despite, not because of, the president's leadership style, which is impetuous, adversarial, petty, and ineffective. Notice what was not mentioned when the writer touts so-called successes. The end of the individual mandate to buy health insurance in an effort to sabotage the Affordable Care Act, the cruel separation of immigrant children from their parents, and the flouting of a judge's order to reunite these sundered families, the stacking of the federal judiciary with activist, pro-business, anti-choice, pro-voter suppression judges, including Gorsuch and Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. The fact that the so-called effective deregulation is worsening the rate of climate change, making the day of reckoning for our grandchildren with a burning planet come even sooner. No, none of these are problems for this pro-market, pro-liberty individual. Instead, the writer complains that, although he was elected as a Republican, the president shows little affinity for ideals long espoused by conservatives, free minds, free markets, and free people. At best, he has invoked these ideals in scripted settings. At worst, he has attacked them outright. So there you have it. Trump is an unhinged individual with no coherent understanding of the goals of free market, pro-freedom Republicans. To the extent that his administration has succeeded, it has been the work of selfless public servants like this writer who make sure that the important work of the administration, sabotaging the Affordable Care Act, making immigration more difficult, stacking the courts, making voter suppression easier, freeing polluters from regulations, making rich people richer with tax giveaways, can all go forward without the distractions of an ignorant, willfully, dangerously unbalanced president. Implicit in the op-ed essay, but coming through clearly in the quotes I have highlighted, is the idea that it is not necessary to vote for Democrats to control Trump. Instead, all we have to do is have faith in the people around Trump who know what a maniac he is and are working diligently to make sure that his worst instincts do not translate into horrible policy. Sorry to be blunt, but this is a crock. The things this writer supports are the essence of Trumpism. I hope that no one who reads that op-ed will be persuaded that this writer is on the side of the people against Trump and Trumpism. I hope that everyone involved in really resisting Trump will keep focus where it needs to be, real resistance.